We are here in Orlando with some representatives of Code Factory, and they're going to introduce themselves and tell us about some of the products that they are bringing here at the conference. Go ahead, please.
Sure. My name is Greg Gladman. I'm the Chief Technical Officer for Code Factory.
And my name is Ia Geddes, and I'm the International Sales Director of Code Factory.
Thank you. We have a lot of products that you are releasing, have released, are in different cycles, betas, public betas, private betas. What do you think is your greatest new product at this point?
Well, I think the one that we presented yesterday is pretty exciting. It's the Mobile Daisy Player that we're currently evaluating and getting ready for a public beta. We're planning on supporting a lot of different Daisy formats, audiobooks, textbooks, combination of both, with the idea that you can just take an audiobook or a textbook in Daisy format from any of a number of providers, copy it to your mobile phone or PDA, and just start playing from there and do all the normal Daisy functions like bookmarking, changing playback speed, changing all the speech parameters for textbooks. And so I think that's something that people have been looking forward to for a long time.
And on that, you've announced a collaboration with Bookshare.
Right, that's right. Maybe you can talk a little
bit
about
please.
That.
Yes, there will be a collaboration with Bookshare. We actually worked on a reader for which is currently available for Windows Mobile, for mobile speak for smartphone. And with this reader, yes, Bookshare books can be read, and you can have a subscription for Bookshare, download books from there, and play them with our reader, which is integrated in mobile speak smartphone.
Oh, that's great. So that's for the smartphone. What about for the Symbian phones? Are you anticipating that coming in the future?
We've been talking about it. There's no concrete plan for it yet, although it seems to be a natural step in the e-book direction we've been taking lately. So we'll be talking to them in the future about it and see if we can do something on Symbian as well.
Yeah, there must be a lot of portability between the different operating systems. Notice when a feature ends up in one of your products and eventually it'll end up in the others. That seems to happen quite a bit.
Right. That's something we've been trying to do lately more and more. The big step we took with that was in the Braille support. Right now the Braille support between Symbian and Windows Mobile is common source code, so if we fix a bug in one platform, it's automatically fixed in the other. So that's a philosophy we're trying to do with the Daisy book reader as well. The Daisy parser and the audio playback are share a lot of the same common code. And in fact, both come from a Windows PC prototype that we did, and now we're now porting that to Symbian and to Windows Mobile. So
sure.
The idea is that we can use one source code to improve both product lines.
Sure, and on that same note, we noticed also the user-centered licensing. That's one of the probably most recognized moves in assistive technology in the last year.
Yeah, I think that's really an important step, that you can use our software on one device, and if you get a new device, you can just deactivate the old device and activate our software in the new one. I think that's quite a revolutionary step.
Is it harder to implement for the Symbian phones than the other platforms?
It's a different platform. The tools are fairly different, so I think it depends on how much experience you have in each one. I think someone that comes from a Symbian platform might think that it seems more natural to them. But I think some of the platform security restrictions that they have on Symbian make the process a bit slower.
For Windows Mobile, we already had automatic trial system that you can download the software on a PDA or on a Windows Mobile smartphone, connect it to your computer and to internet, and then it connects automatically to our server, and you get a 30-day trial. For Symbian, that's currently not possible yet. So for us, it was maybe more logical to start with Windows Mobile to elaborate the user-centered licensing system, so you can connect directly from your PDA to your computer and to our server and deactivate or activate the license.
Sure. There's a lot of new features and exciting things coming out from Code Factory, and we also have the public beta of MobileSpeak Pocket 2 now.
Right.
What's what would you say is the greatest new feature of that product?
Do you have an idea of the...
I know there's a long list, about 50 of them.
Exactly, there is a long list. I'm not sure what the most popular one would be. I'd have to go back and take a look at them to try to pick a favorite, what most people would look forward to the most. Since I deal mostly on a day-to-day basis with more of the Symbian side of things, I wouldn't be as familiar with that off the top of my head.
Yeah, I think the, it's always at first 1%, yeah, something is more important than something else. For the other one, something else is important. So,
right.
Yeah, it's a bit hard to say. Yeah.
I think the Bookshare, the BRF reader support, yeah, will be an interesting, yeah, thing for a lot, yeah, of people, and once it's available on the for Pocket as well.
Since you have the Bookshare support, I guess the next natural progression is, are you considering RFB and D support?
Yeah, we'll be talking to them about what's possible. Our philosophy is generally to support as many providers as possible, including the ones that have authentication and encryption for their content, which most people understandably do. And so we'll be talking to all the providers to see if there's anything we can do to bring their books to the mobile devices as well.
I have got a couple questions, and people have been wondering about the web browser support for the newer Symbian phones.
Right, right.
Do you have any anticipation on when that might be possible? Is there, what is holding that up right now?
It's actually the change in the web browser itself on Symbian. They've implemented a completely new browser, which uses a sort of a mouse cursor-based navigation. So for a sighted user, it's great, because on the screen, you actually have an arrow cursor just like you would with a mouse, and you can move around the screen freely. Obviously, for a non-sighted user, partially sighted user, that's not the best solution. So, we've been looking at it right now. We're working on it for a couple of our programmers. It's their top priority, in fact, for Symbian right now. It won't be in the beta that's coming out in the next week or so, but it will be in the next release, I'm fairly certain. So.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah.
And I notice you do have a really open beta process, so definitely seem to be welcoming to people trying out your product. There's always having public betas. The Daisy player is in a public beta now, or will be soon?
Will be soon, yeah. We're collecting information for people who would like to test it. And we need their phone information, their contact information, and we'd like to get it into the hands of as many people as possible to get feedback on features, especially something like Daisy, which is, everyone has, you know, coming from a hardware Daisy player experience, everyone has their favorite feature, and we'd like to get people's help in prioritizing those.
Sure. As luck would have it, you will probably benefit quite a bit from the release of the new KNFB Reader Mobile, since that is using a Symbian phone, and many people,
right,
will be looking,
right,
to purchase MobileSpeak. For someone who's a new user coming to the platform, what's a piece of advice perhaps that you could give to people maybe who are not used to using a talking mobile phone?
I think the main thing is to start with the basics, the things that you really need to communicate, send text messages and things like that. And we try to design the product so that they're discoverable, so you can get to those basic things easily. And then as you use it, you start discovering more and more advanced features that you didn't realize you could do and didn't realize you needed or wanted, but then find and eventually really useful in your daily life. So I would say just focus on the basic things. Don't try to let the complexity of everything you can possibly do overwhelm you at first. And kind of learn as you go, essentially, would be my advice to anyone just starting out.
Regarding the KNFB Reader, I must say that I have seen it for the first time here at the ITIA exhibition, and I was really, really impressed that it can read so tiny, mm-hmm, little letters. You can just take a picture, and I think it's really great software, and it really works perfect with MobileSpeak, and we are also collaborating with KNFB there, that the software works really well together with our software, so you can have MobileSpeak on the N82 and then you can have the reader with it.
Sure. The phone is becoming a really powerful device too, also with the GPS software, Wayfinder,
yes,
that's
right,
available.
Right.
Do you think it's reached the point now where the phone can totally replace the need for another dedicated blindness PDA?
I would think for a PDA it would. I mean, there is always a need for a laptop computer or something when you're at home or at work. But I think for someone that's traveling around, I think a single device can handle pretty much anything you need to do at this point.
Yeah, you don't have to carry around several devices anymore. So you can have the Daisy player on the phone and, for example, or other features.
Right,
so
a small braille device for people those devices are really small now.
Sure. Where do you envision either phones or your software in a year or two? It seems like things are moving at such a fast clip these days.
Right.
Yes.
Well, I think that the technology is advancing so fast that I think the applications themselves will get a lot simpler to use, because the phone can handle more elaborate interface, more natural interfaces. So speech will get better. Speech recognition will become important. The camera obviously is getting much better, as you can see by the text readers. And so I think those things will get more natural. The interaction with the phone will get a lot more natural than it has been in the past.
What about for new users? It seems that there are so many phones out there, it can seem so overwhelming, and you're always adding new phone models. What recommendations do you have for people who are just looking to purchase their first phone?
Well, for people who are getting their phone through their operator, the first step would be to see which phones their operator supports. Obviously, there are a huge range of phones out there, but not all of them are supported by all the carriers. So the first step would be to see which ones your carrier supports. And then if you go to our website, you can actually see, based on the platform you want, which phones we offer and support, along with the characteristics for each one. And yeah. So I would say that's a great resource for
people. Which phones we recommend for each platform.
Right. So between our website, which has a list of supported phones, and it's a great resource, and then going with your carrier and cross-referencing to see which ones are actually available in your area would be the best way to start.
Sure. Why don't we close by giving out that website address and any other contact information that you'd like to give out?
Sure. It's www.codefactory.es. You can find the information there. And if you need more information, you can email info@codefactory.es with any specific questions.
And there's also several mailing lists. What is .cat?
Oh, .cat is Catalonia. It's the part of Spain that that we're located in, where Barcelona is. It's sort of the province of Barcelona.
So. Oh, okay. That's great.
It's our local domain.
Well, it's been a pleasure talking to both of you.
Great. Thanks very much.
Thanks.